Adventures in Research. The list of known elements totals only 100. Only 100 elements, some of them man-made, compose everything we know. And one man discovered two of them. His friend said of him,
"Ooh, William, he's never been wrong in his life. Never once."
His enemy said,
"Who, William? A money-hungry hermit who never discovered anything."
But to most of his contemporaries, he wasn't known at all, because he was the recluse of Fitzroy Square. This is Paul Shannon bringing you another transcribed story of science produced as a public service in cooperation with the Westinghouse Research Laboratories. And today telling you the story of William Hyde Wollaston, a man who discovered two elements and one of the best-kept secrets in chemical history. It's relatively hard to locate a recluse. He doesn't want to be found. But if we were looking for William Wollaston, we would have traveled to Huntington, England, in the year 1800, and inquired.
Who? Dr. Wollaston? Oh, he don't live here no more.
But, my good man, I can see with my own eyes. Here's his shingle, William Wollaston, M.D.
I ain't arguing with your eyesight. If you're looking for his shingle, it's there, all right. But if it's the doctor you're seeking, he ain't here no more.
Well, when do you expect him back?
I don't.
Oh, he's moved his office. Well, why didn't you say so in the first place?
He ain't moved his office because he don't have no office.
Oh, now, look. I studied with Wollaston at medical school at Cambridge. I know he started his practice in Huntington, and there's his shingle on this door. Now, don't stand there and tell me fibs, my good man, or you'll be asking for trouble.
Fears to me you're doing the asking around here.
Then kindly answer me. Where is Dr. Wollaston?
All right. There ain't none.
Oh, now, see here.
Yeah, you see here. He used to live here, but he moved away for good. And the reason he left his sign here is because he don't need it no more, because he ain't a doctor no more. Folks around here miss him, too. 8 years he was a good doctor to us folks. In one evening, came back from some place and he says to me, Aubrey, I'm through. Through being a doctor, through doctoring folks. You know, I think he just got to like his patients too much. Well, many's the time I've seen him when some patient died, well, he was carrying on more than the kinfolk did. Yes, sir. Just too good a man. So he just up and quit.
The sufferings of Wollaston's patients caused him too much mental anguish, so he retired from medicine after 8 profitable years and took up applied science for his livelihood. We finally could have tracked our elusive man down. He moved into lodgings at 14 Buckingham Street, Fitzroy Square in London. With double bolts on the doors, locks and chains that would keep out any intruders, it seems that William Wollaston is guarding some sort of secret. We could have heard rumors. This secret he's guarding so closely and working so hard at involves the metal platinum. We could have asked the scientists of his day about platinum and heard...
Platinum. A grayish-white metal known since antiquity. Most interesting because the primitive cultures made no use of it. They couldn't melt it, you see, and we can't work with it. It isn't malleable, so it really isn't much good. It's one metal you can't work. It's light, would be valuable for making, say, laboratory vessels... Wouldn't dissolve or melt. But then, what good is it if you can't shape it?
And maybe we would have found a clue to what went on behind the locked and bolted doors of Wollaston's laboratory. Rumor was that he was trying to find a way to make platinum malleable. But who could say for sure? No one was allowed inside the room where Wollaston experimented. Until one visitor...
If you'll wait here, Mr. Hawkins, in the hall, I'll summon him. He'll be here directly. Stay right here now, and I'll tell him you're here.
So this is where he is, huh? Odd place. Enough bolts and locks to...
That door there must lead to the laboratory. Joe, look at that lock, will you? In a length of chain to... I say, it isn't shut. A light push might... Aha! Yes, this is the laboratory, all right. Light doesn't do good. Beakers, chemicals, and here seems to be a furnace. If I could find a light, I might...
I am William Wollaston. You wanted to see me?
You gave me a turn. Well, William, you remember me, don't you? Hawkins? Egbert Hawkins from Cambridge?
My servant gave you precise instructions not to leave the hall, I believe. But you took it upon yourself to enter my laboratory.
Oh, now, see here, William. I was just looking about.
Spying. Very well. You want to see something, I'll show you.
Oh, now, look. No point in getting all upset about this. You do remember me, don't you, William? Up at Cambridge with you?
I'll light a light, sir.
Oh, no, it's not necessary. I'll come back another time when you're not quite...
You're here now. I believe you were looking at the furnace when I discovered you. Very well. Come along.
Oh, really? It isn't...
This is the furnace. Come closer. Take a good look, because it is the last time you'll ever see the inside of my laboratory.
Please, you're hurting my arm.
Seen enough? Now get out, and never come near my place again.
No, Mr. Wollaston didn't like visitors, and people kept their distance from his locked doors and hot furnaces. And then one day a handbill was distributed. Little boys were handing out printed advertisements on the streets of London.
What is it, Harry?
Well, it's a handbill.
What's it say? Another auction, likely.
No. It says, new silver.
New silver?
Called, palladium. It says here it has various properties that show it to be a new element. A new noble metal related to platinum. It's sold only by Mr. Forster on Gerrard Street in Soho. In samples of 5 shillings... half a guinea, or 1 guinea each.
New silver? Now, what the deuce does that mean?
It seems an odd way to announce a discovery of scientific importance, doesn't it? To have boys hawking handbills through the streets. But if it prompted our curiosity that day in 1804, we might hurry to the shop of Mr. Forster, where he sells articles of natural history, and purchase a sample of palladium.
A palladium? No, sir. All sold out. Don't have a bit of it left. Funny thing, one man bought up the entire supply. Might get some of it from him. You know, he came rushing in here and bought all the palladium I had. His name is Chenevix, Richard Chenevix. He lives right over on Nichols.
Why, Mr. Chenevix, whatever is all this?
Here, give me a hand with this, Hodson, please.
Well, yes, sir, but... Whitney, what on earth is it?
It is supposed to be a new metal, palladium.
A new metal?
Supposed to be. I fancy that some charlatan is trying to put something over on the public. Palladium, indeed. I fancy this is some of that old Hermit Wollaston's work. Sneaky business, printing a handbill about it. No mention of it to the Royal Society. No paper on it in the journals. Ah, no, Hobson, I think that Mr. Wollaston is trying to palm something off on us. Well, he'll soon find out he has a tiger on his hands when I get through with him.
Richard Chenevix challenged Wollaston and his new metal.
And my own experiments with this palladium prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that it is not a new metal at all, but an alloy of platinum and mercury. Mr. Wollaston has hoodwinked us all. Oh, well, almost all of us. If it had not been for my sagacity and my astute experiments, I...
And what did Wollaston reply? Nothing. The recluse of Fitzroy Square said not a word. He refused to discuss it. But in a newspaper of the day was an anonymous letter that read...
If Mr. Chenevix says the new metal is not but an alloy, why does he not prove it by making some himself? I will give £20 to anyone able to make 20 grains of palladium. Signed, a friend of science.
And the friend of science sat back in his anonymous quiet in his bolted lodgings. No one ever claimed the reward. Then, a year later, Wollaston made an announcement and cleared up the mystery.
In addition to palladium, I have isolated a second new element from the ores of platinum. The salts of this new metal are a beautiful rose red. And for this reason, I call the new element rhodium.
And then came another announcement, which helped explain the locked and bolted doors on Fitzroy Square.
I have found a method to make platinum malleable and useful. Now vessels may be built of platinum that can safely hold sulfuric acid and other corrosive liquids. With my new platinum, it will be possible to make of platinum anything that requires the use of gold. For reasons I do not care to discuss, this secret will not be disclosed until after my death.
Wollaston kept his word and did not reveal his secret except in a posthumous paper published in 1829. Some say he made a fortune from the secret. Others say he had better reasons for his action. Be that as it may, this lone man in a locked laboratory discovered two new elements, and they have become two important elements in this busy world. Palladium.
Accepted by craftsmen the world over as a precious metal for fine jewelry. Less costly than gold and platinum, yet light. And it has many industrial uses. Your telephone contains palladium for tarnish-resistant contact points in the dialing mechanism. Palladium is used in the manufacture of streptomycin. Your dentist uses it often in place of gold for fillings.
Medicine cabinet, molars, and telephones. But what of Wollaston's other element, rhodium?
A rhodium alloy is used in thermocouples for measuring high temperatures. Chances are your cigarette lighter is plated with rhodium, and the reflectors on your car headlights are plated with it too.
Palladium, rhodium, and workable platinum. This is not all that came from behind Wollaston's locked laboratory. He was the first to observe the dark lines in the spectrum of the sun. He devised lenses for microscopes and applied them to eyeglasses. He devised the goniometer, an instrument for measuring angles, and the cryophorus for freezing water by evaporation. He believed he preceded Michael Faraday in his experiments with electric current. Small wonder he was a controversial figure to his contemporaries.
Money crazy. That workable platinum brought him all that money. Made a fortune out of it and didn't tell it to no one. That's why he's so secretive.
A genius. Why, many's the time I've seen him write with a diamond on a piece of glass. Letters so small you could see nothing but a ragged line. Yet put it under a microscope and you could read every word of it.
Met him on the street one day and he showed me how he could carry a battery in his watch pocket. Had a thimble he built into a galvanic battery. Heated a platinum wire white hot. From a thimble.
Controversial William Hyde Wollaston passed away in 1828, and though he won little of worldly renown during his lifetime, years later the Duke of Edinburgh opened an exhibition to pay tribute to Wollaston's great work. His name is preserved in the mineral wollastonite, and in optics, a prism, a lens, and a wire bear his name. And the Wollaston Medal is still awarded annually, as provided in the will of the Hermit of Fitzroy Square, an enduring memorial to our most unusual adventure in research. And that's today's Adventures in Research, produced in cooperation with the Westinghouse Research Laboratories. These programs are broadcast to armed forces personnel overseas through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Join us again next week for another transcribed story of science on Adventures in Research.